You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay tuned. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Dave and T.A., please explain Psalm 139, verses 21 and 22, in view of Luke 6:35, that tells us we are to love our enemies.
Dave, let me quote Psalm 139, verses 21 and 22. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. And of course, Luke 6:35 says, love ye your enemies. So earlier we were talking about interpretation of the Bible. And next week, Lord willing, we're going to talk about contextual hermeneutics, basically. So do we have a contradiction here? Is this interpretation? Do we need the context of the times? Is this New Testament, Old Testament? What do you think?
Well, Jesus obviously must be talking not just to the people who are hearing him at that moment, but he must be speaking to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, why would it be put in writing if it was only for those who were hearing him at that moment? This is the Word of God, and it is for all people at all times in history. It's not a book that only applies in a certain context, in a certain setting, at a certain time in history, or to a certain ethnic group of people. That's just simple common sense, as well as what the Bible says. Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't change the gospel. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So now what are we going to do about this? Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against me? Well, we can handle grieved. Hate, well, God loves the sinner, but he hates their sin. And I don't know how else you would describe it. Because the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Now, this person deserves to go to hell. Sounds like that's getting pretty close to, well, you hate that person? No, but I am concerned that they are blaspheming God and they are leading others astray. For example, in Deuteronomy 13, I think it is, it says when a prophet comes and he prophesies something and it even comes to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But he leads you astray after other gods. You are to take him and stone him. So the fact that a prophecy came true doesn't mean that it necessarily is of God. So in this case, hatred, well, I think we could put that word there. I mean, the Bible does.
Dave, this is a good example of something that the emerging church leaders would jump on. They say, see, we can't, this is a paradox. We can't really understand it. There's a tension between the two. So, you know, we're never really going to understand this stuff.
Yeah. Tom, let's just take a look at it here. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. It's not, I hate those who hate me. No, that's wrong. I'm to love my enemies. But these are the enemies of the Lord. And they hate God, and they're his enemies, and they're leading people astray. Therefore, can I say dislike them? I really despise them. I really hate them because of what they're doing, what they're doing to my Lord, and what they're doing to lead others astray. It's not a selfish hatred. oh, he doesn't like me. Well, I don't like him either, you know. No, in that situation, we respond in love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tom, it's like nonviolence very quickly. I'm not getting you straight, going astray now. The Bible says, turn the other cheek. The doing no violence to anyone. Here is an attack. Let's say I'm sitting in the back of a church, and some terrorists come in with machine guns or whatever. I happen to be the fastest gun in the West. Should I just let them do it, or should I get them? It's not, in my case, if they're going to kill me, maybe I wouldn't try to retaliate that way for my sake. But if I'm protecting, say, my family or someone else, then I must act in that way. So it is for the sake of the Lord, my love for him, because these people hate him, and they are doing despite to, mm-hmm. to him, and they're leading people astray. Therefore, I have a reason to hate them with a perfect hatred, not for my sake, but for the mm-hmm. Lord's sake.
Also, Dave, in terms of loving your enemies, no matter who it is, we need to deal with them in a way that's pleasing to God, in a way that his word says we're to go about it. In other words, you treat people the way you want to be treated, from the golden rule on down. So whether it's an enemy, somebody who's against us for whatever reason, we're accountable before God as to how we treat them, I think.
Absolutely. Well, it couldn't be a perfect hatred if it was for my own selfish reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the sake of the Lord.